Lewis Scooter Libby appears in federal court tomorrow for arraignment on charges of perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. Last Friday, Libby resigned as Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff after being indicted on those charges. Left unclear is whether there will be any charges against Karl Rove, the deputy White House chief of staff. Rove's lawyer said the investigation into his conduct continues and Rove is cooperating. As NPR's Laura Sullivan reports, that's been his strategy all along.
The first time the FBI questioned President Bush's chief political adviser, Karl Rove, in the leak investigation, he didn't mention anything about speaking to Time magazine reporter Matt Cooper. A few months later, in February 2004, sources familiar with the investigation say Rove didn't say anything about it when he appeared before the grand jury for the first time either. But last month, in his fourth and final appearance before the grand jury, Mr. Rove talked all about his conversations with Cooper, as well as those he had with syndicated columnist Robert Novak. These clarifications, as one advisor called them, may have saved Rove from an indictment, say former prosecutors like Andrew McBride.
Certainly, any good lawyer knows that in the criminal statutes, it is a defense to a perjury charge to have corrected the record in that grand jury before it closes. It's written right into the law.
According to an advisor close to Rove, in his mid-October testimony, Rove did just that. The advisor says Rove corrected the record by saying he was, in fact, a source for Cooper and Novak. He also testified he learned about Valerie Plame's employment at the CIA from Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, Lewis Libby. Returning to the grand jury four times has been part of an overall strategy on the part of Karl Rove's legal team. Somewhere during the process, Rove turned his attention to his defense, with all the focus and aggressiveness for which he is famous. Rove offered repeatedly to keep testifying. His attorneys handed over documents they found, and his legal team kept in close contact with the Office of Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald. People familiar with the case say Rove's lawyers asked Fitzgerald and his staff how they could help, what they could provide, if there was any confusion they could clear up. Former Prosecutor McBride says that was a good plan.
I would have to say that on behalf of Mr. Rove, there was some good lawyering going on. And obviously a good defense attorney keeps in contact with the prosecutor pre-indictment and attempts to forestall that indictment by satisfying the prosecutor in any way he or she can. And Mr. Rove's lawyers did that.
Lewis Libby's defense team appears to have taken a different approach. Lewis Libby testified twice before the grand jury in March of 2004. But after that, he and his team pulled back. His lawyers did not ask if Libby could return to clear up any inconsistencies. According to one person familiar with Fitzgerald's investigation, they didn't request any meetings or attempt any communication with Fitzgerald for almost a year and a half. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, a defense attorney with extensive grand jury experience, says that was a mistake.
Once you commit yourself to the grand jury process, you really are in for a penny or a pound. You can't stop mid-course. You know, a grand jury is a lot like shooting the rapids. You can't stop in the middle and try to swim to shore.
According to the indictment, Mr. Libby's story never changed, even as it completely contradicted the testimony of others. Former prosecutor Andrew McBride.
At one point in this testimony, tells the grand jury that he wasn't even sure that Mr. Wilson had a wife. Now, that testimony is clearly false.
Professor Jonathan Turley says Lewis Libby should have returned to the grand jury to explain.
Once you start to testify, you've already exposed yourself to the prosecutors. You've already made statements that they could construe as false or misleading. It's in your advantage to clarify those statements.
It's too soon to tell if Karl Rove's strategy of clarification will keep him from prosecution. Unlike half a dozen other administration officials, Rove's name or title never appears in the indictment of Lewis Libby. He is referred to only as Official A. That's a pseudonym legal experts say is usually reserved for informants, co-conspirators, or those still under investigation. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.